DHS, the Defense Department, and the financial service industry's pilot program could be the model for what the future of cyber threat information sharing looks like.
Financial services industry, ISAC, is actually being provided with information in a pilot with DOD and DHS to share data that all three of those entities have brought to bear from their network operations and their review of the intrusions and the activity on the networks. An opportunity for us to really look at the data across government and industry.
That's Greg Schaefer, the Assistant Secretary for Cybersecurity and Communications at DHS. He says the goal of the new program is to leverage the capabilities of both government and industry to reduce the overall cyber risk.
The actionable data that we can share, the material that actually allows us to tune our solutions, both in government and industry, has to be as available as we can possibly make it for both sides to most efficiently reduce risk. Holistically, the risks that we have are never going to be reduced unless we do exactly that. Unless we are sharing the data across these various domains and doing it as quickly as we possibly can, we are not going to be in a position to deal with the growing and increasing rate of attacks and more sophistication that we have through the groups and attackers that are engaged and involved.
DHS and industry also are working on another program to make the sharing of classified information easier. Schaefer says currently cleared industry officials must come to Washington to view this data.
But to leverage our fusion centers out in the field so that people who are cleared to have access to data are actually able to see it closer to home and not have to travel to us in order to get access to it.
He adds that to make these new approaches work, DHS must talk more broadly to industry.
But to make sure that the industry leaders, the people who are data owners, whose data becomes at risk through this processes, and others who are in a position to influence the way that we invest in security solutions and go forward to try to reduce risk, need to really be brought into the conversation and understand exactly what it is that it costs us to have an environment where the security issues are not being knocked down but continue to grow.
Schaefer spoke Thursday at the Communication and Computer Industry Association's 37th Annual Washington Caucus. While communication is important, Congresswoman Anna Eshoo says it will take more than that to secure networks.
If we're going to ask industry to report cybersecurity incidents to the government, we need to establish a very clear process to do so. Companies won't report if they're going to be bombarded by dozens of government agencies, each wanting to investigate the incident. The government needs to streamline the process when it comes to cyber reporting so that it's clear to industry what to expect when you step forward. I've been pushing to share more information with the private sector. We can't have the government hiding information about cyber threats behind the wall of classified information.
She also praised Google for admitting recently that it was hacked by computers coming from China. She says it serves as a great example and encouragement for other companies to share more data with the government.
The reporting is really very, very important. In order to know what's happening and then be able to do something about it, we need to have a very smooth process that companies, the private sector, can anticipate in order for us to assist in this.
Eshoo reminds the audience that industry is a necessary partner as they own more than 95% of the critical infrastructure of the country. And all of this is dependent on having and understanding the threat information in the first place. Schaefer says DHS is trying to improve how agencies share data on cyber risks. The agency is installing version 2 of the Einstein software across all government networks.
Einstein 2 is an intrusion detection capability. It allows us to examine the traffic that moves in and out of federal networks and look for malicious traffic in near real time. That gives us the ability to know when something is happening and to respond more quickly to risks that are faced by the network. We have, at this point, deployed the Einstein solution to 12 of 21 agencies that will serve as trusted internet connection access providers. And that deployment is somewhat ahead of schedule and will continue and give us more situational awareness with respect to the amount of traffic and malicious activity that's occurring on the networks. Today, with 12 of 21 systems deployed, we are seeing 180,000 events monthly.
When Einstein 2 is fully deployed in the coming years, Schaefer says DHS expects to have more than 100 agencies using the software and reporting data to U.S. CERT. But a recent Government Accountability Office report didn't paint such a positive picture of the Einstein 2 implementation. GAO found that 12 agencies had not set a timetable to begin its Einstein 2 implementation. I also talked to one agency security officer who requested anonymity because they didn't have permission to talk about the subject, about what has taken their agency so long. The senior technology executive tells me that their agency's agreement with DHS to use Einstein is stuck in the approval process. Meanwhile, Schaefer says, DHS is testing version 3 of Einstein. The goal is to see how potential technology for the next edition of the software could be deployed and could work.
Those tests are designed to make sure that we know how to get the traffic separated correctly, how we go and look for malicious activity, and how we block it before it ever gets on the network and has the capability to cause harm. Of course, we've been working extensively with the private sector in thinking about how these solutions should be designed and how they should be deployed. We've also been working with our partners within the federal government, including the National Security Agency, who has done this extensively, of course, for the .mil space. And so working with our partners, we're trying to design a solution that will really prevent the kind of problems that we see and that have been so widely publicized through the various breaches that have occurred.
Schaefer didn't give any timetable when DHS will expand the information sharing pilot or when it will fully implement Einstein 2. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.